It was the ultimate coup, and Corey knew it. Not only had he scored a Jack the Ripper t-shirt, the exact thing his mother had sworn for 3 months that she would never, ever buy him, but now the whole family was about to ride Notting Hill Chase. Everyone knew it was the most amazing ride, not just in Gaslight, but in the entire park. Two of his school buddies had been here on vacation last month, and neither one had been allowed on it. But Corey was determined. He'd noticed his parents were having a blast, despite themselves, just as he'd known they would. After all, this was only the newest, best amusement park in the whole world. One by one, the little family rules had fallen away until at last he'd tried for the big kahuna. An intensive half-hour of whining wore them down. And now, as the line ahead grew shorter and shorter, Corey knew he was home free. He could see the ride was really fancy, even for here. They were in some kind of winding alley with old houses on either side. There was a faint, chilly breeze with a musty smell to it. Wonder how they faked that. Little flames burned atop iron lamplights. It was foggy, of course, like the rest of Gaslight. Now he could see the loading platform ahead. Two women clad in funny-looking hats and long, dark dresses were helping a group of people into a low, topless carriage with big wooden wheels. The women closed the carriage and stepped back. It jolted forward, wheels turning in rhythm, and disappeared beneath a dark overhang as another empty carriage came up to take its place. Another group boarded, rolled forward out of sight. Yet another empty carriage slid into position. Now it was his turn. There was a scary moment when he thought he might be too short for the ride, but by drawing himself up with a Herculean effort, Corey raised the top of his head above the minimums bar. He quivered with excitement as one of the ladies ushered them up into the carriage. Immediately he darted like a ferret for the forward seat, planting himself firmly upon it. His father frowned. "Sure you want to sit there, Skipper?" Corey nodded vigorously. After all, this was what made the ride so scary. The carriage's seats faced each other. That meant the two who sat in the front would ride backward.